This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's up, guys? Welcome to The Sesh. Today, I got a special guest. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Daniela Plata. I'm the new Director of International Relations for the City of McAllen.
Okay, so let's dive right into it. What does your position, like, what do you do?
Okay, well, the City of McAllen is just newly creating this department. And what we're looking for is to elevate McAllen's presence in international markets.
Okay.
Specifically Mexico and Latin America. That's a good start.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of work to do. And that's one of the main goals that we have in the new department, but also developing intergovernmental relations, which are the foundation of this new department.
Okay, so go back. What does that mean?
Well, doing partnerships, collaborations with other governments. My experience in international relations has been at a government level, spending 10 years working for the Consulate of Mexico, for wow. example. That gave me, you know, this foundation of how to develop these relationships that can contribute to the benefit of both communities. So that's the main goal that we have. That's the spirit of McAllen, always looking for collaboration, serving our stakeholders, our international stakeholders, which are an essential part, specifically in this community, since we're binational, bicultural.
Yeah, so explain what that means, because I don't think people really understand. Like, we have the Rio Grande Valley, and then we have Mexico, border town. So kind of touch on that.
Well, we share geographically a border, but we're intrinsically connected with all these markets. McAllen and the Rio Grande Valley, it has a long story of not only business, but family ties, friends living on the other side of the border, coming back and forth. That's the dynamic of this border. And specifically, now that the city is dedicating assets to cater these stakeholders that maybe are doing businesses here in McAllen, but they're coming from Mexico or from some other part of Latin America, that's what we are going to work on, catering this, how to give them the message, how to start a business probably here in our region. All of these gaps that we have found, now the City of McAllen is addressing all of them by dedicating these resources.
Nice. Yeah, so what I found is that McAllen loves business, and I love McAllen because they love business.
<We do. laughs>
I think that's the coolest thing ever, though. But I was having a chat with a buddy of mine a while back where he was from Mexico, and he was trying to make a business here. And he said that process is a little bit difficult. Can you kind of explain that process of how it works?
Well, we do have departments in the city that can walk any person interested in investing through this process. It could be challenging. That we need to understand also that the cultural competence of doing businesses, it's different. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the language sometimes, it's more about the culture of conducting businesses. And that's what the City of McAllen is doing. By opening this department, that's what it's gonna be part of our plans, right? Mm-hmm. Just to have this self-lending for people that are interested in investing in our community, but as well when we go to Mexico, you know, how to conduct businesses with our counterparts over there. And I think this has been such an innovation for the City of McAllen, having these resources dedicated to these community partners.
When you talk about culture, like, what do you mean?
Even, you know, that the way we speak, mm-hmm. even the time, your opening line when you are in a meeting in Mexico or in Latin America, it's very different. I have experienced those differences. I was born and raised in Mexico, and coming to the States and all of a sudden working for the Consulate of Mexico, but and then transition to the City of McAllen, which is another government, and learning from both governments, it has been such a enriching experience, but I can find differences. The way we talk to partners in Mexico, even, you know, the way we express ourselves, we do have differences.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right, because I would feel like from the people I've talked to, like in Mexico, they're more direct. right? Is that correct or am I wrong?
I think sometimes we spend the first 5-10 minutes talking about family, yeah, and family events. And probably the difference that I have found in this country or here in the States, it's, I think we are more direct here,
okay,
in the States than in Mexico.
Straight to business.
Has been my experience. Straight to business. In Mexico, we like that. We like to be welcoming and hosting, be the best host. And sometimes I that's how I am seeing this. Sometimes we tend to invest more time, you know, in out of topics.
Yeah, you're right, because I feel like I'm just, okay, let's go right at it.
It's incredible, and it's a great experience, yeah, you know, having those different scenarios. It's just great. It's been so enriching.
Yeah, I always talk about, like, if you're a business owner, and I get a lot of backlash for this, because I feel like, as a business owner, you kind of have to be like a chameleon. Not like you have two different faces, right? But you have to be able to adapt to the situation, like the conversation. Like, you got to be able to read people. And I also feel like sales is the number one thing that people need to learn. Can you kind of touch on that?
Absolutely. I think those are some of the benefits of this globalization that we're going through. You know, now we can connect with people all over the world. And you, as a business person, need to understand those differences. Like we were talking before starting this conversation, do your research,
yeah,
and understand how people conduct businesses in other cultures. It's again, this globalization has helped us in that regard, mm-hmm, finding information about how to start business in any other country. You can find all the resources online, but really being culturally competent, it takes time to understand, to read the room, like you have said, and learning from all of these different cultures is such a great experience, but could be challenging for some.
Yeah, when you have these conversations with like business owners from Mexico that want to come in here, what does that sound like?
I think sometimes they don't have a clear understanding of the whole regulations for businesses here in the U.S.
Can you kind of touch on that? Can you kind of guide us through, like, how somebody from Mexico would, like, get regulation to come in here into?
Well, like I mentioned, we do have departments specialized in the city that can walk through the whole process, which could be challenging for some of our partners in Mexico. But mainly what I have found in our experience when we go to Mexico and promote our region, and specifically the airport, I think they don't have a plan, which is very different than, again, doing business in the two countries. It's completely different. It's I have heard from real estate, even buying a home, it's different here than Mexico, right? So when you have an international partner coming to the region and trying to find ways to open a business and buy a home, it's when they face these challenging situations. But thankfully, the city of McAllen has resources to assist these potential investors, but also other entities like UTRGV and all of these partners, the McAllen Chamber of Commerce, of course, they do have great programs that can help partners wanting to invest or open a business here in the U.S.
When you're seeing the people coming in from Mexico, like how many people are coming in and are building businesses that are investing in the Valley, that are investing in McAllen specifically, like what percentage of people do you see coming in?
Well, from the airport perspective, when we used to have the air service connecting to Mexico City, Guadalajara, Monterrey, there was a great percentage of people or travelers coming to our region and also looking for those opportunities to stay, to invest, to really build something in the U.S. And I think from the airport perspective, when we had these great load factors and you know, people coming to our area, it was very rewarding to see all these different cities in Mexico coming to McAllen. In Mexico, Mexico has a great connectivity to a lot of states and cities, you know, and choosing McAllen, it's great.
Yeah.
And what I get from them, it's First of all, they're looking for small communities. That's my experience in the last 3 years that I've been working with the airport. They're not looking to go to other big cities that we have. I'm just to name it, Austin, for example. Mm-hmm. They have mentioned traffic, you know, traffic, it's chaotic over there. I'm looking for a region that it's more, or community that it's more easy to navigate. Right. So, and we are super, I think McAllen has this great welcoming, you know, for Mexican nationals visiting or coming to invest. And I think they appreciate that. They feel like at home. We speak both languages. So it's great. We are bicultural as well. So we just have visits from Puerto Vallarta government back in December, and they were fascinated by what we're doing here in McAllen. And even though we're a small city, they are fascinated by that.
Yeah.
It's not chaotic like LA or Austin or you name it, any other city, Houston.
Yeah, one of the great things about the Rio Grande Valley is that it's so spread out. Like what, 1.2 million, 3 million people live here mm-hmm. in the Rio Grande
yes.
Valley? And then you got what, 1.4 people coming yes. in every year from the border?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that by 2045, the population of the Rio Grande Valley will double.
Absolutely, I believe that.
What are y'all doing to prepare for that?
Exactly. Like I started this conversation by pointing out, you know, dedicating assets to cater to this potential, you know, new residents that we're going to have. So the city of McAllen is preparing for all of this economic booming that we're going to have in the coming years. We have heard the concept of nearshoring. We have heard all of
this. The concept of what, I'm sorry?
Nearshoring.
So talk about that.
Nearshoring, it's this phenomenon that we're seeing of, you know, companies landing in border towns. And
are these like the SpaceX and the tech big companies, or are you just talking about any companies come in?
No, these are big companies that are looking for relocate their companies. And what this does to our region is maybe they're going to open up plants in Reynosa, but maybe they're going to live here. So how are we preparing with all of that? That's what McAllen is doing, right? And by building intergovernmental relationships is the way to facilitate some of these efforts in the long run.
So let's talk about the economic impact that airports have. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like for McAllen, this is, keep it simple. What's the economic impact that McAllen Airport has on McAllen?
McAllen International Airport has a great activity throughout the years. It's just outstanding what we are doing as an airport. I can tell you that $633 million in economic impact. That's what we...
Wow.
That's what the airport contributes to this economy, over 7,000 jobs and $232 million in payroll.
Wow.
So that's amazing, and that's something that we cannot stress enough. Airports are essential for economic development and for economic growth. Are a very specific opening new business opportunities for all. That's the way people get here sometimes. So I believe that airports are not only an essential part, but they contribute and they give back. In our case, we give back to the community. So this is a tremendous accomplishment for our local airports and the aviation industry as well.
Wow. Congratulations. I never heard those statistics. That's awesome.
It's amazing. It's awesome. We are an essential part of this whole apparatus of economy, and we are part of this landscape. So supporting our local airports, it's just a great way to continue this amazing growth.
Let's talk about the importance of the air connectivity and the international markets. I know that obviously traveling into Mexico and Mexico coming traveling here, it's an essential part, but like kind of talk about the importance of it. Like I don't think people really understand that when you have an airline that now you can travel to Mexico City or Mexico or Monterrey like that, that just opens up whole opportunity for a
yes.
lot of people.
Yes. I think people traveling, it's just part of the moving economy. Every time we welcome or we have people coming from international markets, you can be sure that that person is going to spend money in the RGV. And potentially, we do have strengths as retail, right? Retail, it's one of the McAllen strengths. But we do have so many other things events, for example, people are traveling to see events, to experience these events that McCann has put together. And it's another great factor to stimulate the tourism industry in our region. So every time you see travelers or visitors from international, in this case, markets, it's just think about that. You know, yeah. That person, it's paying nights in hotels, it's eating at a restaurants, and they are probably, you know, shopping.
Yeah. And maybe at the Plaza visiting, Mall for sure.
For sure. And of course, and maybe visiting events, yeah. Experiencing events at the city. So it represents a great factor. It's just amazing. That's the importance of keeping these international connectivities. And also because we need to contribute favoring this mobility and this this exchange of, you know, not only to the travel industry, but what represents for our economy. Yeah. Our economies here in the Valley.
Yeah, I was hearing the other day that obviously by 2045, the population is going to double. And also, like, you think about the digital disconnect. Like, so the digital divide that's going on is, like, I saw the other day that I think two companies have invested like over $400 million for the internet infrastructure.
Okay.
So that's just signaling like the growth that's going to happen in, like, in the next year, because once they get connected, now that digital divide starts to get smaller. Kind of touching that, because I feel like the digital part, like being able to go onto Facebook or Instagram or into Google and find out like Mexico is right there, getting more information, like that digital divide is becoming smaller and smaller. Can you kind of touch on like the digital parts of like what you all see on your end?
Yes, I think, you know, as part of this travel industry, which is, again, essential for our community and our economy, we need to use these channels to communicate our messaging. And another thing that I would like to add to it, it's catering to the Spanish-speaking travelers. Mm-hmm. So the airport has been proactive in that regard, you know, social media posting, Spanish, English, trying to facilitate this connection with travelers and making them feel that they're welcome. And we have created such a diverse cultural programming, for example. That's another way to communicate with them. And those sometimes are, or most of the time, are part of our social media, you know, outreach.
Yeah.
Creating these, you know, strategies or to promote our air service or airport services. It's part of what we do. And we're trying to always reach out to all these markets in different ways.
Yeah.
But of course, social media has been essential for all of this growth.
Yeah, I find it amazing because I don't think people really understand the power of like social media. Like think about that. Like you have your brick and mortar business, right? And then you have your digital image of your business. They're equivalent, I feel, because you think about it, like if somebody complains in a brick and mortar business, they're complaining probably to one person. But if they're complaining online, everybody sees that. Like,
yeah.
That's the difference. And that's why I always tell business owners, like, your digital landscape, your digital online image is just as important as your brick and mortar, because if you don't have it under control, people can go wild and say whatever they want and it stays there forever. So I don't think people really get that.
It's such an important part of the promotional efforts. Yeah. I think
it's a double-edged sword too.
Yeah, and you know, communicating through those you know, platforms has been amazing. I think the airport does a great job in promoting not only, like I said, airport services, but also communicating you know, what we're doing as an airport to make this travel experience the best they can get.
Yeah. And also another conversation to stay on the same subject as social media is, like, I don't think people really understand, like business owners especially, is like when you're having your content marketing, and this is for my own stuff, right? When you have your content marketing, like you're pushing content out every day, right? Mm-hmm. And your engagement is very small compared to what you would be doing with like social media advertising, like by the multiples of thousands. Like, mm-hmm. You think about that, like a lot of people are spending a lot of money on content marketing. They're pushing out good content, right? But if you don't have a good following and engagement, nobody's paying attention.
Yeah.
Like the advertising on the other side are like instant results. And I'm very partial to it because this is what I do for a living, right? But I've seen the data. It's like it's very interesting that a lot of people want the content marketing, but the advertising is what it works the most, because at one point you could push stuff out and everybody would interact. But now, like, nobody's engaging. If you push ads on the back end of it, then you can control the engagement and the leads and all that stuff. So I find that super fascinating. I feel like, I don't know if you see that on your end.
Well, you know, and just, yeah, and adding to what you just mentioned, even, you know, creating dynamics through social media, that, I guess, and you're the expert here, but that creates such a great engagement with our community. And that's the way we continue to be close to them and hearing their concerns.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, you know, posting, it's great. You know, it can be sometimes not that very positive, but it's still, you know, it's good to understand how travelers or customers feel about your organization. And sometimes, you know, sometimes maybe we can just follow through and see if we can make that experience better next time.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think engaging our community, it's priority for any business owner or any entity, any organization.
Yeah, and the crazy part is too, is I feel like a lot of business owners don't even like read their reviews. Like, if you want to do market research, like, read your reviews. Like,
that's
people
important.
Will tell you exactly what they feel about your business.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people
don't hesitate.
people will tell you what they want to tell you.
Yes.
I find it the most interesting thing, because I feel like most people are behind like that paywall, of course, on a computer typing stuff. So they'll never see them in person, so they feel free, like they can say whatever they want. But I don't think people really understand, like, as a business owner, like, that stuff's hurtful.
Yeah.
Like, I manage a lot of people's pages, and I manage the reputation of the business, right? Because I feel like that's one of the most important things. Like, you have to have a good image online if you have
absolutely.
A good image in brick and mortar. So
absolutely.
Can you kind of touch on that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We do, as you know, you mentioned any organization that has or owns social media, of course, I'm not an expert in the area, but I can see it from my perspective.
But as a user,
as a user and as a, you know, a person that works for a team that is developing our service, you know, concerns about air service or airport services, of course, it brings you awareness of how or what's the pulse of our community. Definitely, sometimes it gives you another perspective to think about. So I believe it's essential,
yeah.
You know, to continue working through these channels, but also being aware that those can be not very positive.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And I will say this for everybody out there. The customer is not always right. You don't have to say it. I'll say it. But the thing is, I found like let's switch the subject here. Is like, when you all bring on new airlines and stuff like that, like, what does that look like? What do you data, or I guess, what are you using to figure out, like, these are the flights that we want to go into Mexico or stuff like that?
Well, you know, there's it's a long, you know, process when we are looking at markets. I will just leave you with it's research, of course. Every decision, specifically in the aviation industry, it's driven by data. So that's part of the job when you're, you know, developing air service strategies. And it's a fascinating process, but it takes a lot of research and time.
Yeah, I can imagine. And what determines the success of it?
Well, I guess travelers, yeah. You know, travelers.
Yeah, the bottom line is just travel.
Bottom line, travelers that are booking, that are, you know, getting seats on those flights. Load factors are, of course, essential to know how a flight it's doing. But if I can just elaborate more on that, that's key for the success of the local aviation industry or airports. People flying from the McAllen area, and we encourage that you all do, right? Take flights from McAllen. That's what can bring us additional services. We can bring more service if you're using our airport, of course.
Yeah.
So that's another part, you know, supporting our local aviation industry. It's something that we really encourage all of our community to do.
Yeah. Let's chat about the future of McAllen. Like I'm assuming that you see a lot more than I do, and you're in it more, right? So you get more information, maybe even from like city entities and stuff like that. Like, what is the future that people are talking about right now? Like in the rooms that you're in, what do they foresee like within the next year, within the next 5 years, and in the next 10 years?
I think McAllen is preparing to continue to shine and to continue to be innovative and creative in the way we are developing our city and bringing new businesses. Yeah. I think has a unique strategy when it comes to developing our community in a holistic way, integrating different stakeholders. So working together to bring the best to our residents, but also visitors, and to be the best city in the Rio Grande Valley, offering the best to our community.
Like when you all, like for example, like McAllen, and then you have like FAR, Edinburgh and stuff like that, do all these city entities chat with each other? Do they talk with each other? Or is it more like of a closed meeting thing? Or how does that work?
You know, we should ask, you know, our city leadership about it. But I think, you know, we all are focusing our efforts in our different needs. Yeah. Every city has different needs. And what I can tell you, it's probably, you know, people and the city leaderships from these different cities should have their priorities, and they're probably, you know, working through them. But it's, you know, in my perspective as my department, I can tell you we don't have a city that it's doing what McAllen is doing in that regard in international relations. I don't see other departments developing the way we are doing in McAllen.
Yeah. Now, I've always enjoyed McAllen because for a long time, it was like, I've been here for so long. I've had my business in McAllen. So I see like there's so many businesses out there. And that leads me to my next question. 10 to 12 million businesses will close every single year. And this has just happened over and over and over again. What could you suggest to them that will help them like weather the storm? Like how can they become successful? How do they adapt to the changing times?
Well, I guess from my perspective, from this, you know, international relations, and I can tell you, I think the city, the chamber, the McAllen Chamber of Commerce, and not speaking on behalf of them, but just telling you that there are resources available for small businesses, and the city and again, the chamber have worked together in developing strong strategies that has to do with supporting small businesses. Yeah. So I think there are resources out there. It's just, you know, that we need to make sure that it this message gets to all these different business owners that are struggling probably. So there are resources, and there are so many things that the chamber or the city are doing for these business owners.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like that's one of the reasons why I created the podcast, was because I wanted to get access to, you know, people that have information, that can share information, and that can help business owners. Like, I'm a business owner and I've struggled. I know the struggles of entrepreneurship. It's hard. Like,
it's hard
getting up every day, regardless of how you feel, and doing the things over and over and over and over again. Like, some days you get punched in the face and some days are great.
Of course.
But that's just how business is. And I don't think people really understand that. So before we finish out the podcast, can you kind of tell everybody how they can find you and how they can get some of these resources?
So, yes, people can always find resources through the McAllen.net website and McAllen International Airport. The city has great programs for the community, and we are glad to help anyone with any questions about, you know, services or any that as McAllen, as the city of McAllen, can do for residents or visitors.
All right, guys. Thank you all very much, Danielle. I appreciate your time. Thank you for the insights. It's always good to have conversations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.